option A, which is really kind of the favorite option, I guess, from some of the folks we've been working with, really puts an emphasis on the larger sports facility. So now you have an eightplex of baseball, softball fields. You've still got the four full-size soccer fields. You've got the three football fields. I did mention earlier, I apologize, there's a disc golf course that runs around here. You have all the facilities and the walks around the lake. The biggest thing that we've done here is remove the restaurant pads and the hotel facility. However, we left the amphitheater there, and we're suggesting that some of the renovation to the lake occur. Again, this option provides a wide range of activities that can occur. It provides different spaces and different rooms so that people that are playing soccer are not competing with people that are playing baseball for parking. We provide the parking that will support each. The other difference on this particular park is that we've added a skate park right along Villa Maria on kind of a higher area of the site. Great thing about skate parks in the last few years, it's really become mainstream. The kids that do skate parks and maybe a bicycle component are actually athletes in their own right. You guys have seen the X Games have moved into Texas. You know, there was a large event that was held recently. It brings, you know, thousands of people, lots of dollars. It's a place for kids to train, and it gives an opportunity for kids that don't play traditional sports but that are still athletes in their own right to do athletic kinds of things and show their skill in kind of non-traditional things. And then up on the very top of the site here, the very high point down at the south, we have what we're going to call an inclusive playground. It's a playground with no boundaries, no limits, that hosts kids with all kinds of physical abilities, a wide range. And again, it's important to have some sort of a large play facility, especially if you're going to have tournament play. There's always a group of kids that are too little to play baseball or softball or soccer or whatever that need to be occupied. And so it gives them a place to go. You'll notice that the trails still wind all around here. There's tons of picnic tables and benches and those kinds of things, lots of little shelters. The way that it's been laid out, it lets you take it down in pieces and hunks because the stream is still there to compartmentalize everything.